Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is the Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America. Today, Tuesday, November 15, 2016, and I am Chioneso Jani.
And I'm Mike Hobe. Tonight, we're taking a look at the youth protests and how effective they are. Let's get talking on social media. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7. That is VOA Studio 7. On Twitter at Studio 7. VOA, that is Studio 7 VOA. We can also converse on WhatsApp, and the number to text is 001-202-465-0318.
Over the past few months, Zimbabwe's economic situation has degenerated to the levels that many have found it unattainable, and ever before, young people are mobilizing and doing protests demanding accountability and a better life. And on top of it, millions of young people marching across Zimbabwe, South Africa, and across the United States on top of the situations.
Speaking on those that are marching in the United States, we're talking about the anti-Trump demonstrations that a lot of people are taking part of right now. It's very crucial. It's something that's really big happening in America right now. Majority of those people turned out to be the youth, those that actually voted for Hillary Clinton. So as we continue, the last couple of days have seen America have waves of demonstrations involved with a large number of millennials. Of course, as I said, that are dissatisfied by the outcome of the 2016 presidential elections. Information gathered on social media, which has been corroborated by news outlets such as CNN, NPR, which is the National Public Radio, says that a lot of the youth actually voted for Hillary Clinton, even though the number of the youth that voted was less, which is, yes, quite interesting. The majority of millennials, as I said, voted for Hillary Clinton, but Trump still won based on the electoral college system. Chi?
One of the organized campaigns that have come into continuous irritation to the government of Zimbabwe is the so-called Tajamuka movement, and also the movement with other hashtag groups such as hashtag this flag and hashtag this gown. And these hashtag groups are calling out for status quo over the introduction of bond notes and the corruption. And on the 18th of November, there is going to be a protest. And they are saying, no, enough is enough. And joining us tonight is David Coulthard, human rights lawyer. How are you, David?
Hi, Chichi. It's easy to make the mistake. I'm actually Doug Coulthard, but David is the dad. I'm nonetheless glad to be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so tell us, how have you found the situation right now with the elections going on here in the States?
Yeah, in the States, it's been really interesting. I think as a Zimbabwean looking in, my kind of before the election, my overwhelming impression was just Donald Trump shows all of the signs of being an authoritarian leader. He shares many similar characteristics to our own president, Robert Mugabe: racism, nativism, sexism, a disregard for people and for facts. And so I was very concerned leading up to it, and even now I'm very concerned about how things will be going forward. And just in the last couple of days, seeing the type of appointments that he has been making,
yes,
really do seem to back up that it wasn't just rhetoric. That he really does seem to believe in some of the horrendous things that he was saying. I think we all have to hope that a lot of what he was saying was just merely to rile people up, to get them to vote for him, and that he won't follow through on some of these scary policies that he has mentioned. But I guess it's really a waiting game now to see how things pan out. But, you know, as I'm sure we'll be getting into this evening, there are things that the youth can do, that that everyone can do now, both in Zimbabwe and in the US, to say, you know, we are not okay with the status quo. Protests are one of them. There are many other avenues as well.
Okay. Let me just introduce our, let me actually just bring our Ndebele speakers into the program. Sure. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo ongenayo manje. Lamhla sixoxa ngokutshengisela kwabantu abasha. Base Zimbabwe nala base Melika. Insuku ezimbalwa ezidlulileyo, ilizwe leMelika selike labona izizwalwane zitshengisela ukuthi kazifuni ukukhokhelwa ngumnumzana Donald Trump. I-CNN le-NPR zithe, noma bebalushwana abasha abavotileyo kulokhetho kulumnyaka ukudlula umnyaka ka-2012, iningi livotele unkosikazi Hillary Clinton. Lokho sekuyenze ukuthi uClinton anqobe ku-popular vote, kodwa umongameli Trump, o umnumzane Trump, anqobe kule ndaba zombusazwe ngoba bathi kule mthetho othiwa yi-electoral college system.
Manero akanaka watereri manero anastukutarisa ma protests achaitwa muno muZimbabwe musi wa 18 and tukutarisa ma protests arikuitwa muno muAmerica ne vechidiki vasiri kubvumirana kuti mtungamiri president elect president Trump ndiye achatungamira Zimbabwe sevari kuratidza kuti aiwa izvazvisi zvatiri kuda. Saka madeko anasi ngatinzwe zvekare kuti zvakamira sei. So it's been a very interesting season. Also, as we see in Zimbabwe right now, there are also the introduction of bond notes, and a lot of people are refusing these bond notes coming into the country, and young people who are protesting. What do you think? Do you think that they're being effective? I mean, as an activist yourself, do you feel that these social movements are being effective?
Yeah, I mean, I think the social movement is playing a very important and to a large extent a new role in Zimbabwean civil society, or, you know, in the Zimbabwean society. And so I think it is playing an important role. I think that that there are ways that that the protests or that the movement, the social movement, could be more effective. Mm-hmm. And I think that the movement leaders and activists are engaging with that and seeking to make the movement more effective. I think the key things really for any social movement are unity, planning, and discipline. Mm-hmm. So unity, we've seen a proliferation of different social movements.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. The different social movements bring different strengths. But where they'll be really effective is where they can be united around a common cause, a common vision, and really kind of push as one. Then in terms of planning, I think, you know, very careful strategic planning to ensure that the protests are conducted at you know, at an appropriate time, and that there's also a diversification of tactics. So rather than just going to the street every time, thinking of new and creative ways to engage. And then the last thing being the key thing is discipline, and by that really we mean nonviolent discipline. We've seen at various times that some protests have or some protesters, Often provoked by the police, but have engaged in some forms of violence, and that is probably the biggest thing that can set back the effectiveness of any social movement, is when it starts to degenerate into violence. So a key thing for the movement going forward is making sure, even where police do provoke protesters, the protesters remain disciplined in their nonviolence.
Okay, if we could just hold you to your point.
Sure.
On the phone we've got. Okay, sorry, we just had a caller, but he just dropped. So if you could just continue, as you were saying.
While we're there, you sure. mentioned a very important part. You said that people are supposed to be planning, all right? Mm. And now we see that these youth protests, like right here in the States, I mean, these young youths are now coming out. Where were the protests before the announcement of our elect President Trump? Now they are coming in their thousands in the street. Yeah. So are you saying that they were shocked? Are you saying they were not prepared? Are you saying that maybe this is not exactly what they anticipated?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, we can't tell of those who are on the streets, you know, how many of them voted. But this is a problem that youth face worldwide.
Yes.
Is that they often are not politically engaged. Mm-hmm. They are not registered to vote. We can talk about this in a Zim context. I believe in a Zim context. So the youth being according to, you know, African Charter definition between 18 and 35, actually make up a majority of the voting age population, about 54% of the voting age population. And yet of that bracket, only 4.5% are registered to vote. Now I don't know what the stats are in the US, but I would expect you'd see similar trends, if maybe not as extreme as the Zimbabwe context. You mentioned earlier, Mike, that the youth voted overwhelmingly against Donald Trump for Hillary Clinton, but yet in very low numbers compared to other age groups.
Yes.
And so to your point, Chichi, that yes, you know, not so much should they have been protesting beforehand, but they should have been organizing beforehand. Yep. They should have been organizing themselves to get registered and go out, go and vote en masse. In the end, Donald Trump won by only a very, very narrow margin, a small number of votes. They reckon about 100,000 votes only. It's not that hard to mobilize 100,000 people in a country of 300 million, you know. And had the youth been more organized before the elections and mobilized people like them to go out and vote, then we might not be sitting with the situation that they have on their hands now.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to go back to talking about how Hillary Clinton lost, as you said, the youth are actually going out there in their numbers protesting against Donald Trump. Do you think that the youth are protesting against Donald Trump or against the Electoral College system?
Mm. So I think it's both. I have spoken to some American youths, and even among those who are against Donald Trump and maybe supported Hillary Clinton, they are those who still support the Electoral College. There's a lot of respect for America's system of democracy. I mean, maybe before we go any further, maybe we should explain to our listeners a little bit about kind of how the Electoral College
how it works.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm by no means an expert on this, but my understanding is that kind of when the system was set up, the founding fathers were concerned about the possible outcome of a popular vote.
Yes.
Maybe had they foreseen November 8th, they would have been concerned about the outcome of an electoral college vote. But they were concerned about kind of the dictatorship of the majority mm-hmm. that can come from a popular vote, and so they kind of set up this system where basically, when Americans go to the polls, they're not actually voting for Hillary Clinton versus Donald mm-hmm. Trump. They are voting in their states for a group of electors. So maybe, you know, each state has a different number of electoral college electors
yes.
according to the population of the state. So, you know, a little state like New Hampshire, I think, has like 4 votes, whereas there's, you know, a bigger one like Florida has, I think, 29 votes. Mm-hmm. And so you're actually voting for these electors who then go on to the Electoral Congress who vote. But because of this kind of like two-phase system, it's possible, as we saw on November 8th, that the majority of people, when they tally up all the votes, vote for one candidate. But because of the way that the votes fall in the different states, the majority of the Electoral College votes go to a different candidate.
Okay. Let me just interpret for the Ndebele speakers. Besikhuluma uMnumzane Coulthard uthe uma ubheka lana eMelika uMnumzane Trump wanqoba nalento ethiwa yi-Electoral College System. Lo mthetho uyazi wakudala owayenziwa ukuthi abantu abaningi bangakhetha umongameli, bafuna ukuthi hayi laba abafushane abanamandla yibona abakhetha umongameli. Waze wayenza ijoke wathi hayi ngombono wakhe, hayi uma if they had seen lokhuya, hayi ngeke bakwenze lokho okuthi yini electoral college system. So manje usechazisile ukuthi hayi uma ukhuluma nalento electoral college system, kulabantu abakhethwa ukuthi yibona abazokhetha umongameli omusha. Chi?
Ayi watanzwaka watereri wanga wachitaura kuti pano vanhu vari kuvhota wechidiki vanga vasina mbogadzirira zvakakwana. Dai vanga vakagadzirira pamwe dai vahwina. Dai pamwe Clinton akahwina. Saka ari kutaura kuti zvakakosha maningi kuti vechidiki vanyatsonzwisisa kuti ivavo ngavanyatsovhota and ngavanzwisise nyaya yekuvhota. Ehe vanhu vari kuprotesta. Asi maprotest acho akarongeka here? Aiwa ndizvo zvatiri kunzwa pano na Doug Coltart. That's wonderful. Now, how can we help the young people in Zimbabwe to, now that the 2018 elections are coming up and people are protesting that no to bonds, no, how can they then become more organized in making sure that it's more effective and it has impact?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I think the organization really needs to come from the youth themselves to some extent, in that those who are on the ground really need to be pushing for that. But you know, there are ways that that they can be assisted in terms of training. Often people do not have any kind of experience in this, and so training can be useful. But I think the key thing for the youth going towards 2018, which you mentioned, is protests are important, and so I fully support the demonstration on the 18th of November. But the youth need to be thinking about other things that will to some extent affect 2018 in a bigger way. The first of those being mass mobilization of people, so getting the message out to a large number of people. Protests serve an important point of demonstrating that you're against something, but in terms of drawing mass people in, people need to be getting out rather than coming together.
Now, while we're still there, sorry to interrupt you, you said while the mass people are coming together, and yours has been an example in terms of hashtag this flag of mass people following and being supportive of the protest. Do you feel it has made a difference in Zimbabwe?
What is that
like,
specifically?
The hashtag this flag? Yes, from your...
Sure. Well, I mean, what I should say is that I don't consider myself to be aligned to any particular movement. My alignment is to the people of Zimbabwe, and I think the movements themselves start to see this more and more, that together we are aligned to the broader citizens' movement. And so I think we really have to ask what has been the impact of the broader citizens' movement. This flag certainly played an important role, a very important role at the beginning, and continues to play an important role going forward. But the strength of the movement is really where we see the collaboration of movements like this flag, with movements like Tajamuka, with movements like Zimbabwe Yadzoka, which each bring different strengths. Together, I think they really are changing up the political landscape in a huge way, essentially creating a third power block. If we think of the traditional politics in Zimbabwe being ZANU-PF on the one side with the traditional opposition on the other, including all of the traditional opposition parties, the social movements are really creating a third power block that is very closely aligned just to the aspirations of ordinary people.
If I could
people.
Just hold you there for sure. A second. If you could just hold on for a sec. On Skype, we've got Gift Masiba. Mnumzane Gift.
Yo, unjani?
Ngiyaphila, wena mnumzane unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba.
Eh so khuluma nathi bathi ngokwesi 18 kuzoba le abantu abasha are going to be protesting. Kwenzakalani vele?
First of all, first I want to appreciate the members of the 40 state media for, you know, covering our event.
Mm-hmm.
As we have said before, Musua 18, Mhlaka 18, sizabe sitshengisela eHarare. Lapho-ke esizabe sithi thina sithi asisafuni i-corruption, njalo ama-bond notes asiwafuni.
Mm-hmm.
We have made ourselves categorically clear without any equivocation or ambiguity that we don't want the bond notes, clearly on the basis of the failure of this government to solve the economic comatose that is eating up in the country and trying to come up with the Ponzi schemes of trying to bring back the Zimbabwean dollar and probably to finance its political project. So as young people, we have to fight this clearly on principle, despite that the government is going to resist. That is what this government is capable of. They never shy away from doing outrageous things. But that will not, you know, drag us back from, you know, fulfilling our revolutionary mandate or fighting against, you know, such levels of mismanagement, incompetence, you know, and misplaced, you know, policies by the central government.
Mnumzane ushilo wathi nizobe nitshengisela eHarare kuphela. Kwasebulawayo ke and other cities.
Sabe sitshengisela eHarare, sabe sitshengisela kuNtuthu ziyathunqa. Esidukudukwini sikaNtuthu edolobheni sabe sitshengisela thina njengabatsha. Sesihambisile izincwadi ukunxusa abanye abatsha lama-organization atshiyeneyo ukubana bebuye kusitshengisele sonke ke esenta engathi mina phakathi kukaNtuthu ziyathunqa.
Kodwa, what are you trying to achieve by protesting? How is this affecting? Because if you look at a situation here, to your board notes, ubona ihulumeni is still ayangena ngenkani amabond notes ayangena. So what does Imach Lena do ukuze isize lesimo sethu?
First and foremost, the Constitution of Zimbabwe, the supreme law of the land, guarantees us the freedom to demonstrate our displeasure against the central government. So what we are doing as young people, as the citizens movement, is to come out and make it known to the Zimbabwean citizens that we don't want the bond notes also to displace and show our displeasure on the incompetence and failure of the regime of Robert Mugabe. It is clearly known to any Zimbabwean person and from the eyes of the observer that this government is as carefree and different as much as they are clueless. So our demonstrations are meant to show our displeasure within the confines of the law of the land, to show the central government that as young people, as the citizens of this country, we say we don't want the bond notes, so that when this government, purely the leadership of Mangushka, as I always put it there, is going to continue introducing the bond notes, but we have to do our duty. If they become stubborn, we'll then be there when this country's economy collapses and make it clear to this government that we told you, and by that we engage in a clear, undeniable pleasure and sweet satisfaction of we told you so, so that the people of this country might realize that this is an impotent government.
Mr. Gift, bengicela ukuthi ubambe khona apha vele. We are coming back to you. Ungabaleki. We are coming back to you. Kuhlelo, we've got another caller.
Hello, Miss Makadiko, Mr. Darlington Shireni.
Ndiripo zvangu maasitete.
Munofara here?
Aiwa, ndinofara zvikuru.
Chii chamungade kuudza panyaya yatiri kutaura nhasi?
Panyaya yamuri kutaura yemabhondi notsi, inyaya iyi yakaoma zvikuru. Ya, nokuti iri kutoti affecta even nesu tiri kumirwe panze kunze kwenyika uko. Zviri kutoti afectawo kana tichitumidzira mari dzedu kuti hadzichakwanise kunge dzichibuda vanhu vachitora mari dzavo zvatinofanirwa kunge tichiita.
Saka iwewe
tichitumira
Saka...
Hello?
Saka muku muku mukuti vechidiki vanofanira kudemonstrata here?
Ya, tozvikurudzira even neso vanhu vechikuru neso tofanirwa kutobira mira tichibatsiridzira nevadiki nekuti hazvisi kuafekta vadiki chete. Nekuti neso vakuru zviri kuti afekta anomuona nekuti tine mhuri ivo vechidiki vacho imhuri dzedu. So tinenge tichitoda kuto tichivabatsiridzire vechidiki ava kuitira kuti nekuti vana vedu ndivavo vechidiki. So kana zvichiafekta vana vechidiki neso zvinoti afektawo mukurarama kwedu. Saka bhondi vera hatitoridi bhondi kuti ringe richisekuleta nekuti one day zvinozogona kungoitika kungoti vanogona kungoti bhondi kana kuti ratorasa value then tatorasikirwa nemari dzedu zvakadaro.
Aiwa, mazvita nekwenesu. So what he was basically saying is that he's saying the young people must go ahead and protest because it's not just the young people's fight in this, but he's saying even the adults must be involved in what is happening. And on top of it, he's advocating. He says, you know, it's our money, you know, it's not just the young people's money, and we must fully support protests. So that's exactly what he was talking about. He says, we don't want bond notes, we don't want them.
Absolutely. I mean the issue of the bond notes really affects everyone. If whether you are young, old, rich, poor, from the urban areas, the rural areas, bond notes affects everyone. And you know, they are very, there's, you know, unless people were very young, there's no one who doesn't remember the, you know, the horrors of 2008. And so, yeah, I really think on Friday, people need to come out in their numbers, because this is something that affects everyone. And you know, I did a poll on Twitter recently, just to see kind of what people's you know, I asked, if you are in Harare and you aren't planning to go to the protest, what is your main reason? And the one that came out most strongly is fear of violence. Now that's understandable. We've seen horrendous police brutality in Zimbabwe, but I think what people need to know is that when people come out in numbers, when there's, you know, there's just so many people, that's the first thing. And number two, when the protesters themselves remain highly disciplined and non-violent, then the chances of violence are reduced. Now, of course, we're up against a very brutal regime, and so the police might still use violence in those you know, despite those two things. But those two things greatly reduce the violence. And then the third question we have to ask ourselves is, sure, we go out on Friday, maybe we do face violence. But if we don't say something, then maybe we see our savings destroyed again for a second time. You know, and how much harm is that going to do, not just, you know, to me today, but for years and years, maybe decades to come, for the economy to recover. So, yeah, I have to agree with the caller. This is an issue that affects not just the youth, but all people, and all people should go out and show their support.
Okay, last question for you, Doug. I'm sure you have a firm understanding of what happened with Evan Mararire and this flag movement. With him being the head of the movement, how strong is the movement without him there?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think it's really a misnomer to say that that Pastor Ivan was the head of the movement. A lot of people perceived it that way, but you know, he made it clear from the start that he wasn't you know, seeking to be the, you know, the leader of a movement. He was an individual who was speaking out. He spoke out a message that resonated with all of us, and that message resonated with all of us for a reason, because it spoke to our lives. Right now, that hasn't changed at all since Pastor Ivan left. The circumstances we're in is still the same. And so, you know, what is essential is for the movement to keep going. Now, new movement leaders are emerging all of the time. I mean, yeah, we have these images here, which that was a moment that we came together as a nation in an incredible way, and we need to remember that. Pastor Ivan brought us together, but it was us who came together, and the power really lies with us. The power doesn't lie with Pastor Ivan.
True.
So, you know, I'm encouraged to see new leaders speaking out, but more than that, people saying it's not so much about the leader, it's actually about the people. And actually movements have been successful all around the world, even without a major charismatic leader. So we shouldn't be, harking back, hoping, you know, maybe Pastor Ivan will come back. Certainly, I hope he will go back. But the issues that he was raising are still facing us. Nothing has really changed, and so the movement must go on.
Thank you very much for being with us, Doug Coltart.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
And for those who'd like to call us and give us a call, we are on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us a call and we'll call you back. So right now, as we are preparing for our next guest.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
Sure.
So we're going back to Gift. Mnumzane Gift. Sasekhona.
Yenza khona baba.
Right. Yeah. Ushilo Mnumzane uDoug Coltart ethi uma sesikhuluma nabantu abatshengisela, it's very important ukuthi babe organized. Nina, wena njengomkhokheli weTajamuka, how are you organizing lama protests azoyenzakalayo ngomhla ka 18?
Yeah, I think okokuqala financially ukuthi kulo mkhulumo othuna the people liberate themselves. Uzananzelela ukubana ukuze ukutshengisela ukuthi kuphumelele ngomhla ka 18 thina silabantu esingathi ngamakomiti aorganizayo, abantu abazabe beku-ground, abazaba yibo-ke abazabe tshela abantu, ngoba uzakhangela ukuthi sifuna ukuba ngaphansi komthetho welizwe, because we don't want to see a situation as it has been seen before, the police using violence against peaceful protesters. We have to avoid those scenarios and synergies where the government goes violently on peaceful demonstrators who are in any case exercising their fundamental constitutional right. The critical issue also to be seen on the organizational part is that people have demonstrated their displeasure on the bond note. We don't need to come up with any, you know, a parameter to measure the people's displeasure, but it is something that is known. It is a truism that is true for young people, that is true for old people, that is true for vendors, that is true, you know, for the disabled, that is true for everyone, even those in government. They don't want the bond note because it is not, you know, a legal tender that is going to solve any case the liquidity crisis in this country. So that on its own will mobilize people to speak, to have their voices being heard out there, that they're not in support of the government's introduction of the bond note because it is not a solution to the current crisis that we are facing as a people in this country. So the people are going to organize themselves through, you know, organizations and campaigns that are going to be spearheading the campaigns, so that, you know that we spent time, some of us were arrested, we spent time in Shikurubi maximum prison because the police is going to go violently on peaceful protesters. So that to be guided. That is the role of the leadership, to guide the people against going violent. But we know certainly that because of their way of operation, the police always is. And we have said this, that they should not go violent on peaceful protesters because they exercise their fundamental right.
Kodwa Mnumzane, kungaba ngotshintsho kwamandla, let's say namhlanje all of a sudden ama-protests ethu are successful and sekulo tshintsho kwamandla umongameli Mugabe akasekho. Who do the youth want as president? Who do they think will take care of their needs?
No, the youth, I think, have made it categorically clear. People want justice, people want freedom. For us, it is a question of employment. The levels of unemployment in this country, they are mind-boggling. And certainly, joint winking for anyone who graduated from tertiary institutions. This government has literally destroyed the hopes of the people. Okay. So the people need jobs. The people need water. The people need education. The people need food. The government can't even feed its people. It can't even take care of widows, orphans, vulnerable people. That's what the people want. It's not about the question of individuals, because that's what has destroyed this country. The Mose Robert Mugabe, the Mose Ian Douglas Smith. We don't want to create this big name political oligopolies that have destroyed this country. The people need freedom. For us, we need freedom to speak, where we can exercise and show the beauty of language. So those are the questions, the implementation of the constitution of this country. We need the rule of law, not the rule by law. People cannot live in a order where they're terrified, where we can't even sleep in offices, in at homes. We have to go to sleep.
Okay, Mnumzane. Bamba, hold that thought, hold that thought. We're coming back to you. So joining us in studio, our second guest. Oh, man, this guy, I read up on him and it genuinely excited me.
Wow.
Young guy, Zimbabwean, poet, writer. Njabulo, how are you, Njabulo Moyo?
I'm very much exhilarated, excited, yes. Thank you.
So I was telling you, just a little bit.
Well, Njabulo is a civic activist back home in Zimbabwe. I use poetry, I use prose to express emotions and feelings. Actually, I use it to provoke, to prune, and actually, you know, offer society a platform for them to think of their own solutions. Like Chinua Achebe knows that writers give headaches. They do not prescribe like doctors. So doctors will tell you that go and look for this particular medicine. Mm-hmm. But as a writer, you are there in society to also get people thinking of solutions, of ways on how they can deal with different predicaments. Mm-hmm. So that's how I see myself playing a role in the society, especially with regards to young people where I have been involved, like in the last decade, doing community organizing, mobilizing, but again, not just organizing people, but also, you know, enhancing capacity of young people to participate in local governance processes, and also to look into their lives by way of, you know, coming up with skills for economic empowerment, you know, building a critical mass of young women's movement, mm-hmm. whom we see playing a role in leadership. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Manje, I read somewhere ukuthi wena unayi blog, blogspot.com.
Yes.
And kukhona where you had young people, abantu abasha, submitting izitoli zabo, poetry, writing about corruption. After that, what was gathered? Ngombono wako, what did you gather that the youth were thinking?
Well, young people generally feel disgusted because you are bringing young people in a corruptible environment, in a cancer environment. So for them, it's like it's immoral decay. We no longer have morals. Mm-hmm. When you don't have a value system, the same way you don't a currency, when it loses value, it means it's vanity. So young people are also, in as much as they wish that they be not be trapped in this system, you know. That's why we went to young people in schools through a campaign that sought to conscientize the need not to take bribes, the need not to be corrupt. So you actually have a leadership that is corrupt, and young people feel they're in a compromise. Mm-hmm. It's difficult for them to actually come out of the situation because, you know, when one finger is soiled, it actually soils the rest of the fingers.
Bengicela ukuthi usitshele lo mbono ngesindebele futhi.
Umbono wami ngubana inkundla esifakiwe inzima ukubana abantwana. Nxa kule nkundla kumele abantu benelise ukuthi enkundleni bangene. Abagidayo begide, badinwe, bahlale phansi. Ngakho ke sinanzelela ukuthi ngenxa yendlela isimo selizwe ontanga sibabona bengasela indleko zokuthi baziphilise labo. So kumele batshontshe. Sokuzalwa amasela emaseleni.
Yeah.
So kungaba semaseleni ukuzavuka amasela oguluva. Ngakho kunzima ukubana isilonda leso sesivuliwe singasivala njani. Mhlawumbe ontanga laba bazabe bayafike bethela isawudo kubana isilonda siqhele. Ngobana sokuvele kwavuleka umgodi obugwelegwele. Okudinga ke mina lawo njengabontanga ukubana sikunanzelele ukubana lesi silonda sesidinga ukubana sizame ukusithunga kancane kancane akusoze kutshintshe ngelanga elilodwa njengoba kungazange kuvuke kukhona ngelanga lilodwa kwathatha isikhathi.
Okay.
So did you bring us a sample today?
Yes, I am the sample actually. You know, we say that if you are a writer, you write, but also if you are a spoken words person,
you speak.
Poetry is an art that comes from the heart, so it's not about what we put down, you know, as written poetry, but it is an art that is actually resides in the heart, you know.
I listened to your the one you talked about, the woman being the queen, and the one about love. I thought, oh my goodness, is this coming from the Book of Psalms or something? It was so beautiful. It was I just said, oh my goodness, this man. I'm sure that it just flows from you. Can you give us something that you have got for us today, or something you just wrote up, or anything regarding what is happening in Zimbabwe?
Well, it is about nail-biting moments, nail-biting, nose bleeding, numbers counting, 1-2, 1-2, the X in the ballot box, the X that brings change, the X factor, blood shedding, change coming, democracy going, people dying, change coming, democracy going, people dying, change coming, democracy going, people dying. From ragamuffins to rigamuffins, rigging the people's votes, stealing the people's votes, murdering the people's vote. Where is the people's vote? Not yet, Uhuru.
Hey!
Yeah, she's a looker.
That is very nice. So tell me, what's your sentiments in terms of protest? Are you a strong believer that young people should protest, or you protest with the pen, or you think people should actually go out and do something about it?
I believe that protest is a multifaceted kind of thing. It is not a one approach, you know, because, you know, we have a lot of individuals, you know, that have used written, the spoken word and the written read as a form of protest. But in order to be effective, you actually need to be able to use the voice, you know, the pen and the actual action. Because when you speak to people in platforms, encouraging them to defend their right, at the end of the day, you can measure effectiveness by the amount of action that is taken to actually match the spoken word and actually the practical action. So for me, we can never achieve a true democracy when the people are seated there in parliament speaking, when the people are seated there just writing a constitution. But true democracy is achieved when people express themselves in all forms of expressions, in as much there are consequences. When I say all forms of expressions, you know, some people use violence. Some people will use non-violent protests. But it is from those expressions that certain individuals, you know, in power can actually get to listen to the people's voice.
Aiwa, tukunzwa varikuti ehe vechidiki ngava taure ngava ratidze ngava proteste zvavarikuda ehe zvinyatsoita kuti vanhu vechidiki vanyatsoziva kuti chii chinodikanwa tine mutereri
kuhlelo silo mnumzane Gibson Nyoni mnumzane. Hello, unjani mnumzane? Sorry, angizwanga uthen. Yo. Bengicela uphinde asikuzi ingathi i-network i-bad. Mnumzane, bengicela ubeke phansi zokufonela back ngithi.
So we've just lost our caller, but we'll call him back. One of the things I would like to, right now you're here at the World Bank, attending a seminar at the World Bank, and yes, this year they're looking at education. How do you feel that, how can protests play an educative role in helping the young people to get more involved and participate more in the community?
I think protest remains a vehicle for expression. You know, like young people right now, there's limited access to education. In cases where you can access to education, there's limited resources. There's always another side of the whole story. You know, we have a huge population, especially with regards to Africa, but also Europe and America as well, where students study in more for free, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people that are actually on student debt. They actually owe governments a lot of money. So for me, I look at it, when you go to school, you actually taught all these theories and philosophies. But one way of actually showing that you also learning something is to express it. So how can someone talk to you about justice and you are actually exposed to injustice? Mm. So as a way of saying, say or ma'am, actually understand this topic, you better show it, you know. So it's, I think there's nothing wrong, in as much as when we look at a bigger picture. You know, South Africa, there's a lot of protests. People are worried about property. no one is worried about the future of these children. People are saying they're destroying property. Yes, it took property to be destroyed, you know, in the apartheid regime. Mm-hmm. In order for South Africa to be a democracy today, or at least be a model of democracy.
Just hold that thought over there. Let's go back to Skype. Mnumzane Gift to Sasokon.
Ikona, Baba.
Right. So, Umzwile lo Mnumzane, ethi yena ngumbhali, he's a poet, he's a writer. Ethi, writing is a good form of expression if you are talking about injustices. Wena njengomuntu okhokhela leli bandla le Tajamuka, how do you think ukuthi abantu ababhalayo come into play uma sesikhuluma nokutshengisela?
Yeah, I think baqhakathekile abantu ababhalayo ngoba le imbali esiyenza kuzafanele iyazakale ukwenzela ukuthi laba abazabusa kusasa bebekwazi ukuba nabo. Abantu masebejikile. The critical part that is being played by protesters is raising the voice and speaking on behalf of the voiceless, on behalf of those who are not able to express themselves through, you know, demonstrating. So for us, it is critical because, remember, we were guided by the constitution of this country to demonstrate. So if we fail to demonstrate, we're going to demonstrate. If we fail to demonstrate, we're going to demonstrate. We don't have other options because this government has failed to listen to its people. So it is critical that we come together as citizens of this country and speak and bring an end to this, because it's not going to end when the government is trying to introduce Ponzi schemes to try and bring, you know, solutions to symptoms of problems they cannot solve. This is a pure economic and political problem that they've created. So we have to speak to those issues as young people, we have to speak as old people, and every Zimbabwean citizen across political divide, and express ourselves. So poets have to record these things, they have to speak unequivocally and support citizens in voicing and speaking on the behalf of the voiceless.
Okay, Mr. Gift, ngicela ukuthi ubambe kancane. Kuhlelo silo Gibson Nyoni. Mnumzane Gibson, unjani? Hello? Mnumzane, ukhona? Okay, let's go back to Mr. Gift. Mnumzane Gift, usase khona?
Ngikhona mzane.
Right. So ushilo wathi hayi, they play a very big role. So manje lana, when we're documenting konke lokhu, when we're talking about, you know, you're saying they should write about, you know, express their feelings and it plays a very big role. Abasha, how do they learn from each other when we're talking about injustice, when we're talking about doing the right thing? But sometimes, when Abasha, Tina, we're quick to run to violence.
Engakutsho mna is that Abasha bagijimela ukuba violent. Njalo futhi ukutshengisela kwethu when we're clearly saying that we are waging non-violent, peaceful struggle, though we're doing that against, you know, armed, violent people with the history of, you know, butchering, incarcerating, and torturing innocent people of this country. But we have to maintain that, because that has to teach not only our generation, but future generations, that everything has to be solved through peaceful, you know, ways, because violence can bring temporary solutions, but it has permanent injuries. Look at what it has done to President Robert Mugabe. is what Ian Smith taught him. He cannot speak any language than violence. The responsible for the butchering and killing of innocent people in Matabeleland, so is in Manicaland. He's been doing that repeatedly since the day he took over power. He has been clearly guided by the Machiavellian politics of manipulating or torturing those who disagree with you. So we have to teach them democracy. We have to teach even future generations that everything has to be solved through peaceful means. It's very unfortunate that when we're doing so, always the government will always go violently on innocent people. But that is what, that is the cause. We have to remain committed and sure so that history is known that we waged the people's struggle against armed people so that the next government can understand the language of peace, can understand the language of expression, where people can value the law. We need a constitutional democratic country where the law is the supreme, it guides the conduct of the people. Not this case that we have seen under the leadership of Robert Mugabe, who has taught us and reminded us we were not born by then, that this is how Ian Smith was, and has become worse. Because he himself, Robert Mugabe, and his incompetent cabal administration have become short and literally and metaphorically an asymmetrical reproduction of the very same sobriquet which they replaced in 1980. So it's a pity for us young people. That's why we are going to the street to demonstrate, to remind him that he's taken us back to those days that we read in history.
Njabulo wena, yini umbono wakho okushiwo ngumnumzane lona?
Well, he talks mostly of non-violent protests and against a system that is violent. I think really these are critical issues, you know, in terms of achieving democracy, which is characterized by citizen participation. So if citizens are not participating, that is a critical facet of democracy. We talk of service delivery, we talk of accountability and transparency. So these are pillars of democracy. So when they are exited, if those pillars are out, we cannot talk of democracy. And therefore, the people, as we have seen even in the Arab Spring, as we've seen even right now in America, it's an expression to say those are benchmarks for democracy. And if people are not seeing them, it is a call for them to actually stand up and do something about those things. And if a government is not willing to involve stakeholders to dialogue, you leave people without a choice.
Thank you very much. Izvozvi tine mutereri anonzi Emmanuel anobva kwaMutare. Yes, Kani, wakadiko hako Emmanuel?
Oh, ndinosimba chaizvo, makasimba here.
Aiwa, tinofara. Tipe mafungiro enyu.
In my point of view, nena uye demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
Ekuti dai vechidiki varamba vachienderera mberi vachidemonstrate.
Okay, and why are you saying that? Why are you in support of that? Say, why are you in support of that?
Oh, tikatarisa kumashure kumuna August paitsungamirwa mademonstrations navamawarire vari around. Zvinhu zvakanga zvamboita akachange. Wakanga zvakuratidza kuti dai takaramba tichidemonstrata zvichida mukuru wehurumende yedu aikwanisa kuchinja zvinhu zvedu zvomboitawo zvisinari mabasa aoneka.
Mm-hmm. So kwaMutare ikoko, pane here zviri kuitika zvekuti unofungira kuti vanhu ngadai vambomiramira panyaya iyi?
Sure, zvinhu zviri kuitika zviri kuitika but chinoitika ano muno muZimbabwe tinotya bato rinotonga.
Aha. Aiwa. Mazvita maningi. Okay, bye bye.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now I want to say something here. Here we have job, you're standing for the World Summit, World Bank at the moment, right? And we have an issue right now in Zimbabwe where we have many people who are in education having no jobs. They're saying we're having no jobs. We're trying to get jobs. There was an incident about a few months back where university graduates,
yes,
like yourself, were dismissed and humiliated and, mm-hmm, you know, for advocating for their rights to jobs after being promised 2 million jobs. What do you say about that?
Well, I mean, if there is a promise, firstly, it has to be delivered, because after all, you don't just promise for the sake of promising. For me, again, it is a very close issue, the issue of employment. But I also, in a more broad aspect, I think it's also about the system, the kind of education system that we're going through. It is such that when you go to university, you ultimately become an employee. You're looking for a job. So there is no point where when I graduate, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I'm looking forward to employ people. So that's the first point of departure. The curricula needs to be, you know, to be revised such that it is pro-empowering than pro-educating. Mm-hmm. Because right now, rather be empowered than be educated, because those are two separate things, right? You know, a lot of people that are educated, but they're not empowered to actually initiate. Mm-hmm. The second point is that there is a need for functional literacy. We used to brag all over the world that Zimbabwe was had the highest literacy rate in Africa. I think statistics right now show that we're number two in Africa in terms of literacy. But the literacy is there, but it is not functional literacy. Now, when you talk of functional literacy, you are talking of literacy that allows you to actually be employable, to be productive. So you get a master's and honors degree that is not functional out there. So I think those are things that need to be looked at and be revised. And going down to you know, the basis of education, which is your primary education, that's where we also need to revise access. Young people go to school when they are starving. So how do I learn on an empty stomach? Young girls have to walk hundred of miles away from school. So therefore, there is rape. There is all forces like.
So, yeah. Let me cut you there.
Yes.
Mataro kuti wanu ngawe empowered anditi. Now that you've mentioned that you are into a lot of vocational training, can you share about that with us right now?
Well, as a young entrepreneur, what I do firstly at a personal capacity level is to conduct training processes on life skills, because I'm more into soft skills. So I look at myself and not just look forward to the government doing something for young people. I also, because if I'm going to criticize the government, I also have to be doing something. So you don't just criticize people when you're actually not doing anything. So I offer soft skills, which is training on emotional intelligence, which is training on how young people you can be a leader, how you can strategically position yourself, you know, for a business deal or just to build a proper image, you know, that can actually attract other people to work with you on certain projects.
What's in Bambi? Mr. Gift, it's kind of to say, Sesiabalega. So, just in the brief, what are your last sentiments about Indaba and protests in the Galayo Ngomshaga 18?
Yeah, I think on the 18th of November this year, the people should come together and demonstrate their displeasure over corruption in this country and the introduction of bonus. The people have to come in numbers and surely show the government their displeasure. That is the truth that needs to be known by the government of this country, that the people don't want bonus. So, in short, we are saying, when we say we wrote, umuntu wenko emgwaqo eni mhlaka 18, masikontu to Sebe City, mhlaka 18 siyabangena, as we elemo.
Hayi, siyabonga ke, Mr. Gift, ube nelanga elihle, and I hope ukuthi le protest izoletha izinto ezinhle, and isimo sethu sizotshintsha khona eZimbabwe.
Can you give us maybe your last few words, especially in the fact that you, as an entrepreneur, are challenged in the same scenario as everybody in Zimbabwe? Can you give us in 30 seconds what you can say kuwakaterera Zimbabwe?
Entrepreneurs rise in times of adversity. So when everyone is crying about the crisis, cry about the solutions, pure for solutions, offer alternatives to society, because we are all going to be judged by what we're doing now and not what we say we will do in the future.
Wonderful. Amazing.
So let's go to our Facebook messages. We have a message from Uhagla Caprice Hagler Sabonga. The protests in Zimbabwe should continue as the constitution allows citizens to protest. In America, I think Trump is not as bad as he's portrayed, as demonstrators are free to protest, but then I have to wait until January when he gets sworn in. Thank you for your message, Hagla. We acknowledge it. Everyone else that sends messages, siyabonga, siyabonga, siyabonga. We see everything you send. Thank you. Chi?
And thank you for being with us tonight, Zimbabwe. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you send your messages. We want to read them. We want you to be engaged. And thank you for being with us, Mr. Moyo.
You're welcome. Thank you, Zimbabwe. Igama lami nguMike Hobe. Sishayene kuFacebook, kuSocial Media. Ayikapheli le ndaba.
And this is the Youth Connection. Every Tuesday, join us as we continue on educating and informing the young people of Zimbabwe.